A decision approved by the Tunis municipality requires shops in the Tunisian capital to have signs translated into Arabic. This has drawn a variety of reactions on social networks and in the media. Language and identity in Tunisia. Alessandra Bajek reports.
The decree, which was adopted unanimously on the 31st of December, reactivates a circular dated 1994 that was aimed at strengthening the place of the Arabic language in the public space and the administration. Proponents of the order say it is set to reinforce Arab identity among Tunisians and rid Tunis of the legacy of French colonialism more than 60 years after Tunisia gained its independence from France. Ahmed Bouazzi, municipal councillor of the Democratic Current political party, is the father of the initiative. He defended the decision and attacked the Francophone elite in Tunisia for using French as a tool to maintain power at the expense of those who don't speak it.
For me, it's purely a question of national sovereignty. Language today is a means to hang on to power, so those who are not French-speaking are left out. Being Francophone has become a class tool to keep the country in control. France wants to retain the French language since it's a kind of soft colonialism and it comes cheap.
French or other foreign languages will not be banned, but the use of Arabic will become compulsory for businesses in the Tunisian capital. Yet the obligation to use Arabic on commercial signposts is debated. Those in favor of the new measure want to decolonize Tunis, while some critics fear an Islamization of the city, and others see the decision as a threat to modernity and openness toward other cultures. Miriam Mashour, an anthropologist focusing on the use of language in Tunisia, discussed the instrumentalization of languages to reflect a certain set of beliefs or ideas.
A language is used to serve or not serve a particular idea or ideology. Arabic is used as the holy language, the language of the Quran, the one used by the Ennahda party. But not just Ennahda, all nationalist parties and those who favor an ideology of Arabization uphold the importance of Arabic.
The provision has divided shopkeepers in Tunis. Its supporters claim that many Tunisians cannot understand French well, so shop signs should not show only Latin letters. Several others disagree, complaining that signs will have to be redone to include the Arabic translation, and that will cost. Nassim Hayoun, owner of an optical store, said he's ready to make changes to his shop banner, which until now displays a French name.
There are people who can't read French, and others who can't read Arabic. Both languages should be used. It's absolutely natural. It's not a money issue. I will put half of the sign in French and half in Arabic. It doesn't cost anything. If someone from the municipality comes to tell me I have to change that, I will change it right away.
Ahmed Jada, who runs a photo processing shop, reacted negatively to the measure, which he considers a waste of time and money.
It's not the right time for redoing signposts. We need to work in Tunisia. I cannot afford to do it now. It's not my concern. Work is what I care about.
The newly adopted decree is due to be published within a month. Then it will be notified to businesses in Tunis, which will have up to 6 months to make the required changes or pay a weekly fine if they fail to do so. Alessandra Bajek for Radio France International in Tunis.